Born around 535 BC, Lucius Tarquinius Superbus was the son of Lucius Tarquinius Priscus and Tanaquil, who belonged to the influential ranks of the Etruscan society in ancient Italy. His father was the fifth king of Rome, setting a strong foundation for Lucius's royal rise. Growing up around his father's court, he experienced firsthand knowledge of governance and politics. His childhood was marked by notable power shifts that greatly influenced his life. After his father was assassinated, he saw the throne pass to Servius Tullius. By his mother's strategic manipulation, Lucius was saved from any direct harm during these tumultuous times. Being Etruscan in a Roman land, he had a unique cultural experience, leading to a blending of traditions that would inform his future leadership. This heritage had a distinct impact on Lucius's perspective of his rule. His early years as an Etruscan noble in a Roman kingdom shaped his imperious nature, marking him as a despot in the eyes of Roman chroniclers. Despite his controversial reign, there is no denying that Lucius Tarquinius Superbus's early life, marked by court dramas and political uprisings, laid the groundwork for his subsequent ascension to the throne as Rome's seventh and final king.